listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Sunday, August 15th, 2021, folks. This episode focuses on football. Before I get into football, obviously, recording this a couple hours before K-State soccer taking the field at Boozer Family Stadium here in Manhattan, Kansas. Later today, this afternoon, they'll be taking on the Wyoming Cowboys here to wrap up exhibition, their exhibition section of their schedule here. And they're going to be opening up this Thursday against Weber State right here in Manhattan, Kansas, Boozer Family Stadium. Looking forward to that. Of course, the K-State soccer team coming off that 2-1 win in South Dakota State a couple of days ago there, led by their freshman Dua Anderson with a pair of goals, basically 2-1 there after K-State basically trailed for really a lot of that game. There, K-State came on top there. We'll see what happens this afternoon, and then obviously I will recap it tomorrow on the show. So definitely looking forward to that. Of course, SAR officially kicks off their season this Thursday against Weber State. And volleyball will have their exhibition match next weekend against Kansas City as well. So definitely things are getting rolling. And folks, we're getting ever so closely to the All-State Kickoff Classic Arlington, folks. K-State, Stanford, FS1 in Jerry World, itching closer away. And the talk of the town here, back to football. Skylar Thompson, Will Howard, and the possibility, and probably most half of K-State Nation, depending on who you are, might not be in favor of this. And obviously, the two quarterback system, obviously, you know, you got to go back to while I was in school, where the whole Daniel Sams, Jake Waters situation came up there. They played two quarterbacks there, but eventually Jake Waters was the guy, like, towards mid-season there. They were doing that. Bill Snyder was doing that for a while as well. And I believe he did it another time somewhere down the line as well before that. So, I mean, this is not familiar, but definitely Chris Klieman has hyped it up a little bit for the last couple weeks. And everybody, well, yeah, when it comes to that side of the ball, Will Howard is going to play. And I believe that. I'm not going to downplay it at all. But how much are we going to see Will Howard? Obviously, he's gotten bigger and he's improved. But the question is, obviously, Skylar Thompson, you know, we won't know. He's going to be 100% until he takes that first hit in a couple of weeks. But, you know, that's something that, you know, that's very interesting to follow. Obviously, you have another weapon on that offense there, but how much, you have a senior quarterback, you have a six-year quarterback there, and hey, I mean, I'm all for early on in it, and I want to see how he plays it. And it's going to depend how he plays it. Now, if it's short line, short down at distances, I can see that. Now, if it's like something like every possession or something like that, I'm not going to be a big favor of that. I mean, for what it is, yes, I mean, Will Howard went through the growing pains last year, but, you know, for what it is, I mean, we talked about it on the weekly edition of the show. If you have not checked that out, please do that as well. I'm going to be cranking out another edition tomorrow evening. Not tomorrow evening, I should say tonight as well. The podcast will be up tomorrow evening or Tuesday evening, I should say, so. Definitely check out. We will be talking more about it, but we're continuing to finish up the defensive side of the ball on this upcoming edition of the weekly edition of Triple P. So, but let me interrupt something to keep, another thing to keep an eye on. For sure, there was Skylar being definitely a question leader of the team, obviously, with the rising of Will Howard. We're going to find out. Very soon, we're going to find out very soon how much he's improved here from the pandemic season up until now. Obviously, we're still
in the pandemic season, but how much has he grown? How much has he matured? How much he has shown? We'll find out. I mean, the coaches have raved about him. Kleiman has been in favor of playing two quarterbacks here, but how long are you going to do it all season? Are you going to do it for the first quarter of the year? Here, I mean, it's just going to depend. I mean, you're going to go through a rugged early Big 12 schedule here. Oklahoma State's the first Big 12 matchup. Then you have Oklahoma and Iowa State back to back after the non-con schedule. So that's already a nightmare already itself. So definitely, I mean, that's something. If the team can move forward and progress with it, then I'm down for it. But if you're losing games, then I will just roll with one quarterback. That's for sure. Because Will Howard's going to have plenty of time to do this, plenty of time growing within the Chris Kleiman system or Courtney Missingham system as well. So it's going to be interesting to see. We'll talk about it some more on a weekly edition for sure. About it, I mean, we discussed it plenty of times this summer on it, but for sure, we're getting ever so closely to kickoff down there in Jerry World. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We're definitely going to get a preview, definitely, with Stanford on the horizon when that kickoff happens, for sure. We'll see how that goes, but definitely K-State fans, K-State Nation, leery of the two-quarterback system. How much is that going to help K-State win games? Here in 2021. I'm going to leave it right there, folks. Appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to be a wrap for me for today. Again, me and Alex will reconvene tonight for the weekly edition of the podcast. We will get it into your hands soon as possible. I believe this will be, I want to say episode 60 or 61. Probably 60. I think it's 60 now, the podcast. So we're getting up there, folks. So K-State Nation, we're preparing for the fall schedule for all sports. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe. K-State fans, if you're living in here in Manhattan, San Diego, Fort Worth, McPherson, Salina, subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks, because this is going to be, hopefully, with me getting adjusted to my new work schedule, I will be doing 100% trying to get some type of daily in your hands every morning for sure. And that includes including the weekly Purple Project Podcast, where we're going to be rapid reaction, raw reaction like we did last year with all the games. We're going to be doing it. We're going to be doing it again this year. Recording pretty much every night, every Saturday night, unless it's a Saturday night game. It's unless, but definitely, we're going to be me and Alex will be getting together but Saturday night, after we digest whatever result is of the Stanford game. So that was a lot of fun to do, and we're going to be doing it again this year. Eddie Greer III signing out. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of Trouble Pig.